The storm is then expected to move northwestward toward southern Mexico. It's unusual for such a strong storm to strike so early in the hurricane season, which forecasters say will be an especially active one.
NPR's Amy Held. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Missouri River is showing possible elevated levels of E. coli bacteria and other contaminants after untreated sewage leaked into the river upstream. KCTV reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for the Missouri River. Iowa and Nebraska saw similar issues after heavy rainfall and major flooding. Meanwhile, flood warnings remain in effect for the next several days for Kansas and Missouri counties along the Missouri River. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate. KWCH reports that a 37-year-old male inmate died Friday after emergency personnel were called to the Sedgwick County Jail. The inmate had a history of chronic health issues, but the cause of death is pending an autopsy. And four Missouri prison guards have been charged with murder in connection with the death of a black inmate. According to a complaint filed Friday, the guards at the Jefferson City Correctional Center pepper sprayed Othel Moore Jr., placed a mask over his face, and put him in a restraining device that led to his asphyxiation in December 2023. A fifth guard has been charged with accessory to involuntary manslaughter. Many community streets are already booming with 4th of July fireworks, even though the holiday is several days away. But that fun comes at a cost. Fireworks release pollutants that can harm people's respiratory and cardiovascular system. Dr. Kate Biebendorf is a chemist and hosts a science podcast. She says fireworks are also not great for the environment.
They release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and ultimately exacerbate our ongoing battle against climate change.
Fireworks can also be dangerously loud. She says people should wear hearing protection if they're closer than 500 feet. Our forecast for today, partly cloudy, partly sunny skies, highs today in the upper 70s, light winds from the northeast. A little warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
One Labor Party candidate for parliament also has a book out drawing on her reporting in her native China. Yuan Yang's new book, Private Revolutions, follows four women in China who all share one thing in common.
They are idealists. They dream far beyond what's practical, I think, and they also really don't meet the expectations of their parents, in some ways surpassing them, in some ways completely kind of confounding them by going in the exact opposite direction that their parents had hoped for them.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, a look into millennial women in China. Catch that interview by telling your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad you're here for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, it's wedding season, and for many people, that means diamonds. And increasingly, diamonds grown in a lab. Are homegrown diamonds a girl's best friend? We'll hear from a diamond industry analyst coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Kansas Public Radio's Quiet Summer Drive finished up on Friday with more than $27,000 pledged by you, our listeners, in support of KPR. That unlocked an additional $25,000 from our generous challenge donors. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive and to our sustaining members who support KPR year-round. Your support makes Kansas Public Radio programming possible. Programs like Weekend Edition Sunday. If you didn't quite get around to it, you can still donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us here at KPR, thank you. Partly sunny, partly cloudy today. Highs in the upper 70s, light winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 68 in Atchison, 67 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And for them. I'm Scott Detrow. We explore the evolution of pride on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is a great way to keep informed on a Sunday afternoon. Join us from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, announcing their 2024-25 season featuring Imani Wins and Boston Brass, The Addams Family, and more. Packages available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then stay with us later today for KPR Presents. Today on KPR Presents, the story of the Garden City bomb plot targeting Somali refugees. Dick Lehr is the author of White Hot Hate. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1. A mix of partly sunny skies and partly cloudy skies today. Cooler temperatures in store with highs only in the upper 70s. Light winds from the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, warmer and humid with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. It's 69 in Emporia, 68 in Lawrence, 69 in Overland Park.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and to the best of our knowledge coming up next here on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Partly sunny skies today, partly cloudy skies, depending on how you look at it. Highs today in the upper 70s. Nice break from the heat. Light winds from the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. We have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight tonight and into tomorrow. A little warmer and humid for tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees in Atchison, 69 in Emporia, 70 in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
There's social and political upheaval all over the world. War, violence, economic and environmental crisis. But it's to the best of our knowledge.
from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. We've got a mix of clouds and sunshine, cooler temperatures today with highs only in the upper 70s, light winds from the northeast. It's 70 degrees in Atchison, 70 in Lawrence, 71 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Radio and PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's digital news source covering local and regional stories from history to culture to civic affairs. New coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org. Whether your passion is for in-depth news, beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and programs that feed your mind, like To the Best of Our Knowledge. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 71 in Topeka. This is KPR.
PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play KPR. We've got another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. The latest news from NPR just about a minute and a half away. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on Kansas Public Radio comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.com.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strain. Paleoanthropologist Jerry DeSilva explains how and why after this. I'm Ann Strain, champs. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. KPR's Quiet Summer Drive wrapped up on Friday with more than $27,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment. Thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who made a pledge during last week's drive. If you didn't quite get around to it, pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
6 million years ago, Francis tells his story next. Right here on To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio. NPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment, now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org. And from Cromwell Solar, since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area today. Highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. It's 74 in Lawrence, 75 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
One of the most inspiring walkers.
PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. We'll also have the latest news from NPR just a little over a minute away. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies this afternoon, but it's still a bit cloudy out there. Highs today in the upper 70s, winds from the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's 75 degrees in Topeka, 75 in Chanute. This is KPR.